Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and I'm joined by my producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Good day.
How we doing?
I am good. How are
good?
You?
Everything's
being
going
serious
great.
Today.
Well, everything is just great. Doing
great.
Good. Having a great day. Everything is fine. So, you know, we're talking about prayer today. I'm going to come right out and say it.
Okay.
Interesting, because, you know, that's something I kind of do all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, like, small and long, you know, all different kinds of things.
But you pray the right way and probably for the right
Well, I pray for the people
things,
all day long,
right.
to be honest with you.
You don't sit there and go, Lord, please give me whatever and I'll be good and it'll make me happy and
no,
I'll be fantastic.
That's not prayer. That's bargaining. I don't bargain. I don't. Now, you know, let me tell you this before we move on.
Okay.
You know, we lost somebody who's a dear friend of us,
yes.
Margaret Ann Ronayne. Now,
yes.
I know nobody out there kind of knows Margaret Ann, but that name. But she worked for Arista Records and
for
she
years.
Was such a big help to us and got us so many great interviews with people like Don Henley and... Believe it or not, I interviewed Usher one time with her, Barry Manilow, all kinds of people.
She was just a fantastic,
great woman.
Fantastic
I loved her
person.
Dearly. And you know what? She retired about, I don't know, about 8 or 9 years ago, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I talked to her every week on the phone. So I talked to her Monday. She was doing good. And she just, unfortunately, the Lord called her home very suddenly. So say a little prayer for a beautiful woman named Margaret Ann, who's just a great person. And I don't know, did a lot of good things for a lot of good people.
For a lot of people.
We can. That's the great gift of prayer, I think, is we can always pray for people, remember them in prayer. And that kind of keeps them in our hearts, keeps them in our minds. But also, I think it's a great way to kind of give them honor by thanking God for the gift of these people in our lives. So we're all about prayer on Religion and Rock. How do we pray? What do you do? How do you get into it? Well, we're going to learn all of that and all throughout the show. To start us off today, this is You Too. It's called Gloria.
I'm not afraid to
Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest, right from you too. Yeah, you know, giving glory to God through their music, what an important thing that is. And I think that's part of our lives. Like, our whole life really is supposed to give glory to God, right? So we have all these different ways that we do that. And it's recognizing the gifts that God has given us and the many different ways in which those gifts kind of make themselves known. So, yeah, no matter what we do, kind of our life should give glory to God. So our parenting, for example, should give glory to God. You know, our being a son or a daughter should give glory to God. A student or whatever we work at, whether we love our job or can't stand our job, it should give glory to God in some way. So it's about living with a little bit of compassion. It's about living with a little bit of love in our lives and being a hopeful person. And I think that can change everything on earth in a split second. So yeah, it's about that kind of recognition of that so that our lives as we start out become an example and we become a beacon, if you will, a beacon of hope for other people. So yeah, we have a great responsibility here. It's not as easy as just kneeling down and saying a couple of prayers and hitting the hay. No, it's about a life stance that kind of, you know, starts us off with a position that says, yeah, you know what? I have to bear God to other people. I have to kind of let this shine through me that I give glory to God by how I live my life. So it's a lot bigger than we may like, but that's how we have to start. And kind of start on the broadest and work our way down to the individual prayer in our life. But yeah, our whole lives kind of have to start that way. Otherwise, all the little prayers we do and everything really won't have that deep meaning. Here's Jackson Browne, the story of a lot of our lives running on empty. with the busy lives that we have, it's so hard to kind of run on empty and still be a person of prayer. So we have to be able to refuel ourselves somehow. And if your life feels a little empty right now, if you feel a little overspent, if you feel like you've given all you can and you don't really have much more to give, well, probably what you need to do on some level or another level, to stop a little bit, take a breath, and offer some prayer. If you can take a little time out, even if you can disappear into a church, it makes all the difference in the world. Believe it or not, I was out with a high-ranking executive from CBS Television the other night. I'll just say that. And you know where I met him just recently? And he's a pal of mine for a long time. I met him in the Lady Chapel of St. Patrick's Cathedral. He goes there every day for an hour of prayer. Isn't that amazing? He walks out during the lunch hour and takes a little break and goes to pray for an hour. What a great gift that is. You know, and if you look at St. Patrick's Cathedral, which I'm kind of there on Tuesdays a lot. You know, there are a lot of business people who go there to offer a little prayer, to center themselves once again. In our neighborhoods, no matter where we live in this great island or this great country that we live in, you know what? It's an amazing reality that we can go to a church and that's a place where we can actually go physically to regroup. We need that kind of ability because we do run on empty. So unless we feed ourselves, amazingly, we will dry up. So we need to do that. We need to spend some time in God's presence to be refueled, re-energized, so we can keep the schedules we keep and drive the kids around and do all the stuff we got to do just to be human beings in this world, which is so important. Here's Poison. This is called Give Me Something to Believe In.
Well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised land. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah, yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam babe. We fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country, didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, and a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, cause I never meant the things I did. Give me something to believe in, that there's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in, oh Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs a hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve and they told me the news. Tried all night not to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror, mirror on the wall, see my smiling face again. I give me something to believe. Dark street, like bodies in an old bone grill. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus Sings. A mile away live the rich folk, and I see how they're living it up. Oh, while the poor they eat from hell to mouth, rich drinking from the golden cup. And it just makes me wonder why so many lose, so few win. Ha! Give me something to believe in. Something to believe in. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Poison. I guess you probably know that already. But you know what? To look for something to believe in this world is something that's important. Sometimes I think we lose hope, you know, and we lose that sense of grounding that we need. And that's what's important about this song. I think it's a reminder to us that there is always something to believe in, right? God is always there kind of sustaining us. There's this gift of love that is so powerful in our lives that we're called to kind of come to recognize that. It's not easy, but we're called to come to recognize that, particularly when we lose hope, particularly when something doesn't happen the way we want it to happen. And sometimes in some people's lives too, you know, all of life doesn't happen the way we want it to happen. I mean, that's probably true of all of us, right? If we really think hard. But if we can find the good things that happen, if we can look to that, then there's a sense of grounding. There's a sense of something that we do believe in, and we recognize that God is there in our lives, you know? So there's something that amazingly occurs in all of our lives when we kind of come to this realization. Think about our friends who are in the 12-step program, you know? God had shown himself to them in what? In addiction, you know? In something that is very difficult and having to turn to God and acknowledge that there's a higher power. There's something beautiful about that, you know, that our struggles kind of point us to God, and we should never feel guilty about that. We should feel really good about the fact that, you know, no matter what has happened in our lives, we still have that grounding, which means the world, really, right? Ultimately. Hey, here's Rush. This is called Closer to the Heart. closer to the heart is really the story of our lives, to make our entire life kind of worthy of God's presence, right? So that it kind of draws in. Like our lives are lived in such a way that God kind of draws into us and becomes a part of our lives, kind of take them into ourselves. There's something really powerful about that. You know, First Communions are going on now, you know? And one of the things I used to say to First Communion kids all the time is if I took an Oreo cookie and I ate it and I forgot to share some with you and I wanted to give you a little bit, could I do it anymore? And some little kid always would say, oh, you could throw up. I said, well, you can't eat it if I throw it up. So like, you know, how could that happen? You can't anymore because that cookie becomes part of me forever. You know, it just becomes part of who I am. And in First Communion, of course, kids receive the body of Christ. So this is so like you receive this. And guess what? After an hour or so, you know, it's sort of like making iced tea. Once you mix it in, you can't unmix it. So once God gets caught up in your life, you can't unmix it. And that's happened to every one of us. Every single one of us is the same reality. We're kind of like, you know, God's iced tea, right? We're all kind of mixed together and we're mixed up with God. So it's about us recognizing that presence in our lives. It kind of changes everything, helps us to understand, you know, closer to the heart is what it's all about. Here's Blind Faith, Presence of the Lord. beautiful song about how life finally leads him back to recognize, you know, I have to be in the presence of the Lord in order to have sanity in my life, to find out that, you know, things matter. That's what it's all about. You're listening to Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlone. We're talking about prayer. Yeah, the presence of the Lord is important. And I think there's something really important about recognizing that, that in our lives, at all times, we're in the presence of the Lord. And that's probably a good thing, and maybe it's a scary thing for some of us, you know, that, yeah, it's not just in the moments that things are going all great, but in the moments that things are going absolutely horrible, God's still with us. And I think it's important to be able to see that and recognize that, you know, say, yeah, you know what? I'm not finished. You know, God will help me. He'll get me through, and that's going to be a big, big help. So, yeah, in the worst moments of our lives, look to God in addition to the best moments. It's kind of all mixed up into one, which is beautiful. Hey, here's Boston. This is called Peace of Mind.
Now if you're
peace of mind. Well, that's, you know, another kind of byproduct of prayer. That's an important thing to see, that in our lives, yeah, we can get peace of mind if we can offer some prayers to God. And part of what our prayer does, I think, is kind of point out that which we really need to work on, right? And that's okay. I don't think there's anything bad about that. We all have things to work on, and we all have things we should be forgiven for, need to be forgiven for. And that's why, you know, they have a thing in part of prayer called examination of conscience, which is an important thing to do. If you Google that, examination of conscience, you'll find lots of ways to do this. But, you know, you kind of think and like say, well, when was I, you know, rude to somebody who I should have been kind to? When did I lie to somebody who I should have been honest with? When have I not been true to myself when I should be better, more true to myself? And kind of come up with the things in prayer that we really need to kind of work on. You know, say, well, I should be better at this, you know? By now, I should be better at this. Those frustrations, those things that are sinful and the things that we are ashamed of are the exact things we want to kind of bring to prayer and say to God, I need help with this, you know? This is not easy and I need help with this. And I think there's something, again, that is very strengthening about that, that we shouldn't run from it, but we should embrace it because that's what gives us that peace of mind ultimately. Here's Billy Joel's religious one, All About Soul.
It's all about soul. It's all about faith and a deeper devotion. It's all about soul. 'Cause under love is a stronger emotion. She's got still survive as she comes to me as
keep my faith alive. It's all about soul. It's all about joy that comes out of sorrow. It's all about soul. Who's there?
I mean, Billy talking about the depth, you know, what a relationship's about, what love's about, not so much about God here. But at the same time, I think there's something important about that. Yeah, it's about the depth of our relationships on earth that also become part of the prayer. You know, like when you live marriage well and you live it with God as a part of it, we call it a sacrament. You know, you get married in the Catholic Church, we call it a sacrament because sacraments are where God is. So like the Eucharist is the blessed sacrament because that's where God is. We find God there, you know. And there's all these different sacraments, baptism, confirmation, you know, but marriage too. Very interesting. So when we live our marriage well, actually it becomes a prayer. Isn't that great? So actually it becomes part of the life of prayer that we're called to recognize in our own life. So there's something really important about marriage, and there's something really beautiful about that. And so we kind of honor the people we know who are married too. And we say, you know, what a great gift you are. Thanks for being that example to us. You know, every time I marry a couple, I always think about that. I say, what a great gift they are and what a great example they are to the rest of the world. I say, yeah, you know what? You can give this a go. You know, it's possible. You can give it a go. And, you know, it's a beautiful gift that God blesses, but also you kind of give back to God because of the great gift of love that links you. Hey, here's the Foo Fighters. This is called Learn to Fly.
Yeah.
talking about prayer, and prayer is definitely a process. We have to learn to fly. Yeah, it does. You know, we don't perfect this overnight. You don't read a book and it's all done. I don't tell you like, okay, here it is. Here's what you do. You know, I mean, I remember they asked Jesus that, you know, when we pray, how are we supposed to pray? And he gives us the greatest gift perhaps we've ever received, right? The Our Father, and that way that we can kind of hang on in our lives. But it's so many different concepts in the Our Father, if you think about it ever. You know, we rattle them off a lot. But you know what? When you think about it, there's a lot to that. Like, forgive those who trespass against us. That means we have to be people who forgive all the time, you know? Give us our daily bread. Like, give us enough, but don't give us too much, because then we get overfull, you know, with things, and we get caught up in money, and we get caught up in power and prestige. All of these things, you know, can get in the way. So it's very interesting when you think about this prayer we were given, the Our Father, as a guide. But it's not just the words, it's the concept behind it. It's all of the dedication behind it that we're called to kind of incorporate into our lives. So not easy, but then again, and nothing ever is. It's worthwhile, right? So, yeah, it's about that position of life that says, yeah, I'm going to learn how to fly better. How can you get to learn a little bit more about prayer? First, by doing it. Secondly, by maybe, you know, Googling a little bit. Look up the readings for Sunday Mass. Read them before you go. So, like, when we get there, we kind of have a sense of what's coming up, you know? It's okay to do that, you know? And I think there's something important about that, so that we're kind of ready when we kind of come to prayer or Mass or something. We kind of know what's coming. But secondly, it deepens that relationship, you know? So it's that learning to fly better as time goes on. Here's Heart, Who Will You Run To?
Can't go on one single minute.
It's true, we do have to run to somebody, and hopefully we have that person in our lives who becomes part of our prayer life, you know, a spiritual director, somebody we can talk to about our lives and say, hey, what do I need to do to kind of get through this? Give me some great advice. And there are people there who can give us advice, but ultimately we want good advice. We want people who could really help us to grow and to kind of get through difficult things in our life. So that's an important component of this, you know, to find the right person and get the help we need sometimes in prayer to kind of deepen our relationship with God, get through tough times. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Border Song. One of the byproducts of prayer, of course, is a better world, right? And there's something important about that, you know, to recognize the better world that we've been called to, but also to recognize that, you know, in our lives, you know, we have to be those people who establish that. So something about that remains in our world. We have to be the people who say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to make it a better world. I'm going to work toward peace. I'm going to work toward praying for an end to war, an end to violence. I'm going to work to be a better person, a better community member. All of that adds up to prayer. So yeah, prayer is a lot of things, and it's really really an all-encompassing position of life. You know, we need to encounter that. So get to church today. Say a prayer today and recognize the power that comes from that prayer and the satisfaction that comes from knowing that we have a great relationship with our God. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's saying a prayer right now, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.